are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for years, we've been yelling at our children to quit chewing gum. You aren't supposed to be able to talk, walk, and chew gum at the same time. It's rude to chew gum in school. But apparently, chewing on gum can boost alertness in this latest study by 10%. All right, this actually is kind of low. There was a study a few years ago saying gum chewers helped you almost 20%. When you would take a math test or do one of those time tests. So, you know, not bad. Not bad that there's another study saying, look, chewing gum could be good for the brain. I remember a study a while back. They said chomping away boosts thinking and alertness, and it reveals your reaction times among bubblegum chewers or spearmint gum chewers are up to 10% faster. Now, Japanese research published this in the Journal of Brain and Cognition. That's a fun read. And it suggests as many as 8 areas of the brain are affected by chewing gum. One theory they think is you have greater performance because it increases arousal, maybe leads to temporary movements in blood flow to the brain. Always a turnoff, right? You know, you're trying to kiss somebody and they're sitting there going, you know, kind of a turnoff. But I guess arousal in terms of, you know, pumping up the blood, getting the juices flowing. Volunteers were carrying out tasks while chewing and not chewing gum as their brains were scanned to see which areas were active. During the 30-minute test, participants pressed a button with the right or left thumb in response to the direction of an arrow on a screen. This way they could tell the reaction times. The men and women who were not chewing gum took 545 milliseconds to react compared to the 493 milliseconds among chewers. They say the brain regions most active during chewing were those involved with movement and attention. I'm a big gum chewer. I need to stop because I have horrible TMJ. TMJ is where your jaws ache at the temporal mandibular joint. Those are the joints where if you, okay, touch your ears. You know when the ears, okay, your ears, they're called pinnae. The outer part of the ear is pinnae, not penis, pinnae. All right. Now, I'm trying to do this while I have my headphones on. You know you have, okay, there's the orifice to your ear, and then just anterior to it, right in front of it, you have that little divot. If you push a little deeper, you start to feel the top of your temporal mandibular joint. It goes as far up as your ear. Then you draw your finger down to the crux of the start of your chin, not the chin in terms of the front, but right behind the ear. Okay, that area there could starts your mandible. So your temporal mandibular joint basically connects your mandible to the face, roughly, okay? And that gets inflamed. Well, us gum chewers inflame our TMJs, our temporal mandibular joints. Also, many of us grind our teeth. I grind my teeth a lot in my sleep. My teeth are so flat because I grind them in my sleep. I think about my day. I think about my ratings. Oh, by the way, thank you guys. Looks like we made the top 100. We're in the top 100 list for TalkStream Live's top 100 radio shows from 2012. Thank you guys. I think we're number 62. I know, 62. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. Thank you guys. No, there's not 62 radio shows total, and that's why I'm number 62. I think there's more. So we made the top 100. Thank you guys so much. That rocks. That really rocks. Because you guys are listening. You're listening on your iPhone. You're listening on your Droid. You're listening online. You're listening to XM. You're listening to Talk Superstation. Thank you guys so much. Please keep it up. I am so excited. All right, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, so anyway, so I basically sit there and I chew. I chew even if I don't have gum. Maybe I sit there and eat the inside of my cheek. I don't know. So anyway, I wake up and my jaw hurts. So, you know, this gum study telling us that it is more stimulating and stimulatory. And so, you know, you may think a little quicker and have less reactive time. They're right. You know, it works, but just be careful. Because we really like to watch the jaw. We should probably spend some time on TMJ and jaw health and, you know, how to decrease some of the arthritis. Sometimes the TMJ is so bad that you could get headaches. Now, you know, in terms of arousal and getting the heart pumping, I mean, look at what happened with the Super Bowl on Sunday. Wow, that really got our heart pumping. I was on a JetBlue flight flying back from New York, and JetBlue has TVs. So kickoff time was 6:30, and my flight left at 6:20 Eastern time. I got to tell you, in New York, they really have their act together. There was no delay, nothing. It was like, everybody get on the plane, let's go, get the TV started so we can watch a game. And so I was able to watch the Ravens win. You see, I told you the Ravens were going to win. And again, the NFL injury report didn't help us. It was looking at the coaches and their medical history and Jim Harbaugh having an arrhythmia. To me, that meant the San Francisco 49ers were not going to win this one. Ravens were going to win, and we were right. So I think we'll use that technique next time. What do you guys think? You know, we made money, didn't we? Yeah, yeah. Oh, what a game, though. Oh, my gosh. I still don't know what the heck happened with the blackout. Honestly, that to me really threw me for a loop. The Ravens did so well. After halftime, I guess people had hope for the 49ers, who, by the way, played awesome. I mean, those 49ers rocked it. But, you know, they were down 22 points, all right, after the punt. And the kickoff right after halftime, then all of a sudden the lights go out in the Superdome. Now, everyone's saying nothing suspicious there because the lights always go out in the Superdome in New Orleans. Well, if that's the case, then why was that venue chosen for Super Bowl if it always happens? That doesn't make any sense. So the game was delayed, I believe, 35 minutes. It was one of the longest delays. And then, of course, the 49ers played phenomenally. They just started to take it back. Three touchdowns in a row. I mean, they were awesome. But the Ravens finally pulled through and won. But that was very frustrating. Talk about getting your heart pumping. You know, bubblegum had nothing on this one. This was, whoa, that was some game. But, yeah, I think I like my new way of picking them, so I'll have to help you guys out. No, basketball, I'm not as good. Basketball, too many groin injuries. I would be too confused. Wouldn't even know where to go with that one. All right, we've got a lot to talk about today. Do not go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,664.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,706.15, $853.08 for a half ounce, or $426.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,706.15, $853.08, and $426.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I understand that tax season now is upon us. Many of us are starting to work on our taxes. I promise this week we will review what medical deductions you could take that I don't think have been marred yet by some of the legislation that Washington has put through. I think while you still can get some medical deductions, you'll be able to. So I promise over the next few days we're going to get those to you so you could ask your accountant about it. Things like writing off miles that it takes for you to drive to your doctor. Things like that can be written off. So we definitely need to hit that pretty hard this week. So I promise I'm going to get to it. You know, there's been still a lot of issues going on with private Medicare plans. Apparently a report has come out today saying private Medicare plans are driving up healthcare costs by offering insufficient coverage. Now, the CMS, or the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and Health Affairs, have published two separate reports building upon earlier research to conclude that private insurance plans under the Medicare Advantage program drive up Medicare spending. They say ultimately these private plans raise health care costs by encouraging seniors to cherry pick their health plans respective to their health, according to Kaiser Health News reports. Well, of course. I mean, that, you know, why should somebody want to pay for something that covers birth control or, you know, vasectomy? If they have issues with certain health issues, they're going to pick the plan that works for them. That's what private enterprise is all about. You buy what you need. You don't buy what you shouldn't need. Private insurance plans, they say, under Medicare Advantage are often able to attract healthier Medicare beneficiaries by offering cheap, bare-bone health plans. This is according to Think Progress Health. They say when those healthier seniors encounter a medical problem that's too expensive for their private coverage, they switch over to a more generous traditional Medicare program in order to take advantage of its more expansive benefits. Then that raises spending in the traditional Medicare pool. Well, what do you think is going to happen with the Affordable Health Care Act now and the not requiring pre-existing conditions? Nobody's going to want to pay for the health insurance until they need it, because health insurance is still too expensive. Nobody figured that out. Nobody worked on that. All right, they just passed a bill haphazardly, a very stupid bill that doesn't really address what needs to be addressed. They say while the Health Affairs Study notes that there have been some protective measures instituted to prevent cherry picking, it still occurs, as a considerable problem and in considerable volume. They say the findings underscore the reality that adverse selection remains a costly problem in private insurance markets, okay? You see, they're trying to make an argument that the private industry is not going to make this work. This is why you guys have to be extremely careful. We are moving towards socialized medicine, whether we like it or not. I can't stand the fact, I am scared to death that we're moving towards this. But the government is going to continually bring forth these reports and these studies explaining how private sector doesn't make this work. You think the government could do any better? Really? You think the government's going to be able to do anything? Oh, well, you know, we'll just tax the rich and make it work. No, no, that's not going to fly, right? The rich aren't rich. Many rich people aren't rich anymore, right? You're going to sink the system. So, well, this cherry picking is something that the government is concerned about. Well, that's exactly what's going to now happen with the Affordable Health Care Act, saying that insurance companies can't demand prevent coverage due to pre-existing conditions, even though as a doctor I love that part of Obamacare. I'm not a fan of Obamacare, but that part I thought was very positive because I'm sick and tired of my patients who have diabetes or high blood pressure or breast cancer, their insurance not kicking in, trying to claim it's pre-existing. So this has definitely been a sore spot for us in the medical community, so that's a real nice thing to put in there. That's sweet. Now, did anybody, though, think of the logistics of it all? Well, no, they didn't. Because now, if people don't have to purchase the insurance early and they could wait until they get sick, then how do you get healthy people to purchase insurance? Well, Dr. Dahlia, that's why Obama has the threat of you getting fined. I'm going to tell you, their fine of a few hundred dollars a year, and it's a tax, right? But their fine slash tax is still going to be cheaper than what health insurance costs. So we still don't have, you know, the millions of Americans insured. We still don't have health care costs going down. In fact, they skyrocketed after Obamacare passed and as things implement. And now we're getting reports going, you see, the private sector, private Medicare plans aren't working. Well, it's not working because the system got no reprieve, got no instruction, no insight from this bill. And private insurance companies are panicking. All right. If you have to take on a brand new enrollee that has diabetes, high blood pressure, two stents in their coronary arteries, peripheral vascular disease in their legs, have edema, neuropathy, two discs blown in their lumbar spine, what do you charge them to break even on their medical expenses? All right, now, I'm not saying I want insurance companies to go back to denying you based on pre-existing. I'm not saying that. All right, I think it's ridiculous that insurance companies have had that loophole for years. But we need to look at the economics. Okay? Obamacare can't just throw something out there and not help everybody with the ramifications of it. And there's no assistance at all. We have no idea what the hell to do. All right? It's expensive to take care of a diabetic, of a high blood pressure patient, of a cancer patient. It's very expensive. So if you're now having more and more people outlive their heart attack, so we're able to see them become afflicted with prostate cancer or breast cancer or colon cancer, etc., these are very expensive costs, and I've talked about this on the show many times, and I apologize if I sound redundant, but I want you guys to watch and be careful as these studies come out saying private sector isn't doing it, because that is exactly what the government wants. They want to control our health care, and proving that the private sector can't make this work, because Obamacare was destined to fail anyway, okay? Obamacare was the true purpose of Obamacare was to be a tax, okay? And to prove that private sector can't handle it, which was their answer to the public option not passing. Public option is going to come back, people. Now, from what I understand, in some state legislatures, they're going to be deliberating on nurse practitioners and physician assistants becoming independent. Now, I love nurse practitioners and physician assistants. I think they do phenomenal jobs, but under the supervision of the physician with whom they work very closely. All right, I've never seen what one could do independently. I've never seen that. So I don't know. All I know is there's a huge difference in the amount of schooling. Now, like I said, I love nurse practitioners. I love physician assistants. I love working with them. I have never seen poor care from any one of them. But again, it's because they were always working closely with the physician. If they could go to PA school or nurse practitioner school and not have to work with a physician, are we going to see the same quality? I don't know. And I'm a little reluctant to encourage or support that because I know they have less schooling. Now, if this is the move before public option comes back and we become more socialized, you see where medicine is going. Yes, they definitely have a place in our medical system, all right? But where we are, I should say, dangerously misconstruing anybody's abilities is I've heard doctors talk at a recent conference about how what you do is you give the easy patients to the nurse practitioners and the PAs, the medicine refills, etc. Well, I had to then, when I went up to lecture, explain to everybody there's never an easy patient. You have absolutely no idea if something could be going wrong, even with your chronic long-term patient. I brought up the point of one of my young patients coming in for asthma medicine refills. She said she had a history of asthma. It's acting up. Again, she needs her inhalers. Well, I decide to actually, you know, stop and talk to her for a second rather than just refilling the medicine. And I go, now, wait a second. Tell me about your asthma. So I decided to check her asthma with the spirometry. Her lung function was beautiful. I'm like, what's going on again? My asthma's acting up. I go, stop saying asthma. Why do you think your asthma's acting up? Well, I'm having some shortness of breath. Okay, well, now, instead of an asthma patient, who you would think would be an easy asthma patient refill, something that your mid-level providers could easily do without supervision, and many of them can without supervision, now we have a lady with shortness of breath. Well, working up a 20-some-year-old with shortness of breath is completely different. I decide to do an EKG. EKG looks funny. I do a chest x-ray. Heart looked funny on chest x-ray. It ends up she never had asthma that her previous doctor diagnosed. She had an atrial myxoma. She had a heart tumor that was removed. She's alive and well. But no easy refill, walk-in should be easy. You need to assume that you're going to have to use the art of medicine on all of them. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you for tuning in all diligently. So this is kind of interesting. Three students from the same class at their school get the highest maximum score on their SAT. No, we don't think they cheated. Pennsylvania school can now brag that three classmates got the perfect score of 2,400 on their SATs. An Upper Dublin High School, Fort Washington, Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, has three students, Julie Baldassano, Benjamin Shee, and William Rayner. Apparently, two other students at the same school, and it's a public school, it's not a private school, two other students barely got a high score, scoring 2380. Oh, I know. Grounded. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? I guess perfect score is 2,400. When we went to school, it was 1,600. I got a 1,450 on my SATs, and 1,600 was the max. And I remember going, oh, my gosh, how could I be so stupid? But I got to tell you, having a 1,450 on my SAT, I mean, it got me a scholarship to UNLV. I was able to get a full academic scholarship because of that. So imagine these kids getting to go wherever they want to, having a perfect score on the SAT. All right? Apparently, Julie Baldassano, 17 years old, her two older brothers both scored 2380, and she was able to beat them having a top score. So you know how Thanksgiving dinner is going to go in that house. Now, why? What is going on in the school? Is it energy drinks? No, it's not energy drinks. I just think it's, I mean, you know, I went to 12 different schools. Many of you already know that. So I went to 12 different schools, four different high schools. And one high school I went to in Scottsdale, Arizona was Chaparral High. Now, Chaparral High would boast about their high graduation proportion as well as a huge percent that would go on to college. Not to mention, not only college, Ivy League. Two people will go to MIT each year. Two people will go to Harvard. Two people would go to Berkeley, Stanford. And so you had a phenomenal graduation rate. Apparently, this Upper Dublin High School also has a very similar type of statistics. 99% of their students graduate from the school. 95% progress to college. Now, when I went to that school in the 80s, now remember, I went to four high schools. This was the only high school that said, okay, the vocabulary words you're going to learn are going to be SAT vocabulary words. So what they did is they took vocabulary words that were most likely to be on the SATs, and those were the vocabulary words we were going to learn. And we would be quizzed on 200 vocabulary words a week. We'd probably get 20 new words a week, but your test was on all 200 of them over and over again. So from a vocabulary portion of the test, we were able to ace it. Same thing with math. They drilled math questions that would be on the SAT. So it was a public high school that in the honors classes, because I took honors English and honors math, etc., the honors classes, they really emphasized SAT. Now, that was right up my alley, because I really didn't care about the why of things. You know, yes, I thought Shakespeare was cool. I thought reading was great. You know, we read a lot of good stories, Jason Steinbeck, a lot of Catcher on the Rye. I mean, we read a lot of classics, okay, which was great. You know, did book reports, etc. But I loved that they were saying, okay, not only is grade point average important, but SATs are important. And SATs and PSATs are so important that we are going to nail this home. All right, and that's what we're going to spend a lot of our time on. And boy, did they, to the point where we did phenomenal on our SAT scores. So my guess is that's probably what the school does. I don't think these people cheated. You know, I mean, they look like good kids. I mean, you know, you always wonder. I know, we got some scoop on those Harvard kids that cheated. I got to look that up while I'm talking. It's really hard to type and talk at the same time. But we don't think these kids cheated on the SATs. We think that it is doable. And getting a perfect score. Now, true, they always have these dummy questions, even on the medical boards. I'll take the medical boards, and there's no right answer for these questions. I'm like, what are you talking about? So, true, there were probably some dummy questions, but those dummy questions, they don't count anyway. So, if they, you know, don't count anyway, then what are you going to do? I want to pull up the Harvard students that I guess were forced to withdraw. Let me see what we have here. Okay, do you remember when a bunch of them cheated? I'm trying to think back as this is pulling up on what happened. I apologize if I'm taking so long. If not, I'll have to talk about it at the end of the break. But I have a huge problem with cheating in school. You know, I used to purposely come up with these little cheat sheets, and I would even show them to the teacher right before the test because I could make phenomenal cheat sheets. You know, I took my test the way I was supposed to take my test because I wanted to earn my grade. Well, apparently there was this huge cheating scandal. I guess that involved 125 students at Harvard. Now, you think you get into Harvard, there's some sort of ethical code or morale or something, but I guess no. Now, from what we understand, more than half of the students implicated in this cheating scandal involved about 125 undergraduates were told to withdraw for as long as a year. So they didn't get kicked out. They're just you know, out for about a year. The other remaining students were given probation. Now, I guess, let me see here. Okay, I'm trying. I apologize. I wish I had this ready. I'm having trouble with what they were doing. I'll look it up because I don't want to waste your guys' time. This was, I just remembered this was a pretty significant cheating thing. We're like Harvard students, and some of us were giggling about it. We're like, yeah, see, get them. They think they're so smart that they had to cheat. But, you know, keep in mind, when you get to that level, and I'm not saying this is any qualification or validation of their actions by any means, but the competition is extremely high. You just don't get into Harvard and go, great, I made it. Now I could kick back, relax, and party. You need to bust. And I mean really, really bust a move. And so, yeah, that's what they call it. You know, yeah, they're in class and they bust a move. So the pressure to be there, just like with medical school. You know, everybody said, look, once you get into medical school, you can relax. Oh, no way, I couldn't relax because I wanted to stay in medical school. There was always that fear that you would get kicked out. Now, very few people left medical school. Very few people, if you really look at that. I mean, you know, for the amount of worry, we probably should have relaxed more. But I knew that any day, my being there was by the grace of God and by the grace of the dean. And at any time, I could get kicked out. So there's that panic for you to want to succeed. Now, luckily, I did well. I didn't have to, you know, do anything unethical. I was able to, you know, do what I had to do. And I think the teachers tolerated me. And I passed medical school, you know, by the seat of my pants. No, I passed. We used to say C equals O. C equals MD. All you have to do is get a C and you still get your MD. Mind you, I was a straight A student up until then. But boy, medical school, I mean, you don't sleep. How do you take a test after a 36-hour shift? But we did it. But you do. You have that fear. So, yeah, people getting into Harvard, once they get in, they want to stay there. So, of course, you'll have attempts at cheating, or you may even have illicit drug use or inappropriate Adderall use. So people can still do well, because the next sort of competition is at where did you graduate, at the top of your class? Now, if you've noticed, okay, I always talk about my honors scores, my honors classes, my SAT scores. I never say that I graduated medical school at the top of my class. Why don't I ever say that? Because I didn't. So I don't want to draw attention to that. Okay, so if you notice, I'm never going to bring that up because I don't want people to think I didn't graduate at the top of my class. I know who graduated at the top of our class. All right, I mean, we didn't really have the grades where you could tell, but one of the smartest kids in our class was actually one of the ones that got into medical school with the lowest grade point average. He had a 2.8 grade point average, where I had close to a 4.0. Yet he ended up being the smartest person in our class. You want to know what? Well deserved, too. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Well, did any of you guys see The Little House on the Prairie? Did any of you guys follow it? This is kind of odd. I really love cowboys. I love horses. I just wasn't into westerns and pioneer type shows. I did think Michael Landon was a total fox. I thought he was hot. I just didn't get into Little House on the Prairie. that much. I did. I remember my grandmother always wanted me to watch that, and she always wanted me to watch Benny Hill. And I was kind of into the Saturday Night Live type of thing, and I was into Card Sharks. I liked watching Price is Right and Card Sharks. I really wasn't into Little House on the Prairie. I kind of thought it was a little boring. I want to apologize, but I know many of you really, really dug it. Well, the one thing, though, that it kind of confused a lot of people in medicine was how little, I guess, Mary Ingle went blind. Okay? Now, they had said, I guess, according to the story, all right, that she had gotten blind because of scarlet fever. Now, apparently, a new study, they actually investigated this, okay? There's a new journal study published in Pediatrics today that they said that, you know, scarlet fever usually doesn't cause blindness. Scarlet fever maybe can cause meningitis or a meningoencephalitis, and maybe that's what caused Laura Ingle Wilder's older sister to go blind. Yes, there is a study, according to this. Okay, apparently, Dr. Beth Tarini, assistant professor in the Department of Pediatrics and Communicable Disease at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, thought that she had to kind of set the record straight. According to the book series, Little Ingalls went blind in 1879 at the age of 14 due to scarlet fever. And so I guess on the show she went blind, right? Wasn't she running around and then she went blind during the series and I think the ratings went up? Okay. So apparently this doctor since medical school just didn't understand that. Now you see me, I wouldn't sit there in medical school worrying about what happened to Little House on the Prairie. I was trying to figure out what MacGyver was doing. Okay, I thought what MacGyver did back in the 80s on that show was cool. I would really love to make, you know, a bomb out of a piece of bubble gum. Right, to be as diligent and as adept as he is, you know, in the wilderness. I mean, if I needed to, you know, save someone's life, didn't he make an igloo? Didn't he fall into some, oh, he's so sexy, Richard Dean Anderson. MacGyver fell into some sort of ice pocket, and he lived. You know, so when I was in medical school, if I was fantasizing about anything, it was being in that little cold pocket with MacGyver and him trying to figure out how to take a piece of bubble gum and warm me up. That's kind of what I was thinking about, but too much information, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, so she was thinking about Little House on the Prairie. And so when you learned about scarlet fever, you're like, well, you know, with scarlet fever, yeah, scarlet fever could cause a variety of things. And yes, people did die in the 1800s, but eyesight wasn't the vision, wasn't the, wasn't the biggest, I should say, vulnerable organ, usually with scarlet fever. Now, I guess Wilder had made the Little House on the Prairie series, or the books, I should say, the books, TV later made the series, using, I believe, memoirs from her own family. And I guess she said that her sister had head pains and high fever, went delirious, and then I guess the sister's face was drawn out of shape. Well, if that's the case, that sounds to me like a stroke. But then a stroke hits one eye. Would it hit both? So then they decided to go, well, maybe what happened is because she had a hemorrhage in the face, maybe it did extend, maybe she had a retinal vein occlusion. And since this would have been too difficult to go into for Hollywood, they just decided to say scarlet fever made her go blind. Yet you got to be really careful with us doctor folk and nurse folk and PA folk and, you know, dentist folk out there and, you know, pharmacy folk, us medical folk. I mean, we go, huh? I got to tell you, I was watching an Outbreak movie years ago when I was in medical school with Dustin Hoffman. And, I mean, there were so many, inconsistencies and incorrect information that I started yelling in the middle of the movie theater going, this isn't right. Of course, my other medical school students, you know, Ingrid was sitting next to me going, I know those aren't kidney cells. Just get through the movie without complaining. And I'm like, but that's not right. You know, I mean, if you're going to do something medical, keep in mind, there's not a lot out there that, you know, is for our demographic. So you got something cool, right? And you have some sort of a medical type story. Make it right so we could figure it out. Or if not, then do something like Scrubs, where it, you know, doesn't have to be medically accurate, but it does seem to follow, you know, kind of similar to what you had to go through in medical school. But, you know, we just need to relate. Just please. So anyways, what is scarlet fever? Well, scarlet fever was pretty rampant around the 1840s to the late 1800s. It was caused by bacteria, group A strep. Now, group A strep also causes strep throat, which is why when you have strep throat, we always worry about it turning into scarlet fever. Now, scarlet fever gets its name because it caused a scarlatina rash. You would get a rash from it because of the toxin from the bacteria. Now, remember, back in the 1800s, there were no antibiotics. So it was fatal, all right, 15 to 30% of the time. But I guess as the toxin took over the brain or caused an encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the brain, or a meningitis, inflammation of the meninges, yes, it could cause blindness. So what we find out is now they say actually the streptococcal bacteria was in the top four causes of blindness until 1910. So while they go back and forth and they try to figure out what happened to Little House on the Prairie, after talking about all this MacGyver stuff, I want to go on Netflix MacGyver. That was it. I also loved Moonlighting. Didn't you love Moonlighting? Wasn't that a phenomenal series? I just really dug that. Okay, another thing really, really cool we touched upon in the first hour is they found Richard III body. Richard III had been killed by an army from Henry Tudor, and Tudor later took over. And apparently investigators from the University of Leicester actually found his body. Now, from what we understand, Shakespeare had written about Richard III, who had been killed in battle in 1485, and described him as being kind of humpback. Well, Richard III had scoliosis, so you're looking at the remains, you're looking at the skeleton of him. He had real severe scoliosis. You know, the way they put the skeleton back together and how the vertebrae, you know, it was, you know, phenomenal. He could walk. They were also talking about how he had a misshapen, shriveled up arm. Couldn't really see that. The bones look almost identical, right versus left, and unless he had some major atrophy. Not too sure what happened with that. Maybe some cervical radiculopathy that might have caused some atrophy of the arm. But they look at the body. Unfortunately, they say Richard III had a horrific death and had some humiliating injuries. He had major cracks of his skull. It looked like a lot of blunt trauma to the skull, a lot of sharp trauma, as well as something that fractured his pelvis as it had been shoved up into his buttocks. So Richard III, unfortunately, had a horrible, gruesome death, had been buried about 15 miles away from the site. I guess historians believe that his horse got stuck in the marsh, and that's when Tudor's army could jump on him. He died when he was 32. But, you know, it's fascinating that they were able to find his body, and based on DNA that they could compare to his living descendants, they found that this was him. And because of the description of the way his body was with the scoliosis, they think that everything seems to match. It's just, unfortunately, the injuries look extremely, it looked like, I mean, he was brutally stabbed and hit multiple times. And, you know, keep in mind, back then, you know, they used axes, they used mallets, they used a whole variety of different things to bludgeon people and to crack their skull and to kill people. They were, you know, these instruments were very gross in terms of their size, in terms of the area of which they could attack with it, as opposed to now these fine bullets that we have, for example. And so a variety of different unfortunate weapons had been used on him at his demise. But I mean, just, you know, fascinating that they could find Richard III. I mean, just blows my mind. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about in that next hour. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.